game. Who is the loser of this game?
Winter Project there with their song Half As Much off their Stories of Suburban Discontent EP. Adam Sherman before that, Time Will Tell off the album River of Dreams. Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers, Stop and Listen off Big Road. And Carissa Johnson and her song Only Roses off her album of the same name. It's just past 11 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'll be here until midnight playing all music from New England, all local music, because everything in New England is local to us. We are all family. Cue the rhythm section, because that's, come on. You feel it, I feel it. We're all connected. That's a fact. Right up here, got some more music for you. More. I hope you're excited. This is Chandler Travis 3-0 with Settling for Less off Backward Crooked from the Sunset.
Thank you. not saying that goal is dumb. I'm just fine with being just some. I don't mean that I live to flop, but from what I hear, it's lonely at the top. Number one's pretty good, I know, but there's so many other nice numbers, and I'm selling for less. Yes, I'm selling for less. When you got pretty good, who needs the best? I'm selling for less. Being the boss might sound sweet, but they're always trying to knock you off the catbird seat. One way to make it so you don't fall far is not to get your heart set on a star. When you're in school, kids act nonchalant when they tell you that you can be anything you want. An astronaut, billionaire, covered in bling. In school, they'll tell you any damn thing. And I'm selling for less. Yes, I'm selling for less. A figure I'll aim a little lower than the rest. I'm selling for less. The other night I'm down drinking at the store, when in walks a girl I never seen before. Blonde hair, blue eyes, a figure like Venus, the kind of girl that makes you glad you have a car. She sits right down on the stool next to mine, and pretty soon we're having a pretty good time. But she seems like the kind of girl who'd break my heart, and I'm wondering, why the hell would I even start? Hey, do I really need this kind of intrigue? She's smart, she's pretty, and she's out of my league. Never seen nothing like her in my whole damn life. But what would I tell the wife? I guess I'll keep selling for less. Yes, I'm selling for less. When there's no chance in hell you'll ever get the best, you better settle for less. Come on.
Torture them. They hate this. You're up all night and you run out, you still gotta keep going. Am I right?
I'm all out.
I got nothing. Has anyone got anything left?
By a failure. Second off. Hell's head.
It's Dr. Venkman.
You're so funky. You're so funky.
It's Dr. Venkman.
You're so funky.
That's right, boys.
It's Dr. Venkman.
You're so funky. You're so funky.
It's Dr. Venkman.
You're so funky.
That's right, boys.
I mean, if you want to stay up, party, you gotta hydrate. There's gotta be balance. Got to be. Then water, 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 water. I'm all about hydrating.
With these particular symptoms, is Prozac the right choice? Now, this kind of manic episode, I would think that Librium might be a more effective management tool.
We started the morning with some bagels and some tequila. But then, how many of you were up all night? Raise your hand.
It's Dr. Venkman.
Da, 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 da. Daddy's milk, nausea, cold sweat, dead hand, blurred vision, numb lips, pelvic discomfort, hot sweats, blurred vision, difficulty breathing, difficulty swallowing, fingernail sensitivity.
Did you get your kicks, doctor? There's a problem with insurance because I have a pre-existing condition.
Oh, yeah.
What is your pre-existing condition?
Well, I was a break dancer. Well, I was a break dancer. Well, I was a break dancer. Well, I was a break dancer.
I was a break dancer and a popper. And because I pop and I break dance, they said, that's pre-existing, man.
So the guy said, that's pre-existing, man. That's what the guy said to you?
It's Dr. Venkman.
You're so funky. You're so funky.
It's Dr. Venkman.
I'm a doctor. That was the Bad Mancini's off their album Ill Murray. And that song was Feel So Funky. Chandler Travis 3-0, Settling for Less on Backward Crooked from the Sunset, and The Winter Project before that with Have As Much off Stories of Suburban Discontent here on WMFO Medford. We got 45 minutes left for you of all local music from all around New England. And it's just fabulosity. Hurtling its way toward your ear holes, so get ready. This is Psychic Dog, Long Weekend, off their album Lunch Went Well.
We'll be right back. for the head that crowns it.
If you enjoyed that, please stay tuned. I'm going to play something else that I think you will also dig. That right there, a song called The Animal off Christopher G. Brown's album 7 Months at Chimney Rock. It is great. Butterscott before that, Do the Nothing off their somewhat disappointing contractually obligated follow-up album. Smell performing This Isn't It off Woof, and we started off with Psychic Dog. See what I did there? Long weekend off, lunch went well. It's nearly 11:30. You're listening to WMFO Medford. We've got about a half hour left in the On the Town with Mikey D show. I am Pam. I will be here with you for all of this. And now, a band called Wavelength off their album It Thinks Itself Within Me, and the song is Ansel Adams. Dig your ear teeth into this.
I know because you told me so. There is a see inside your soul. And you face your fears and let go of haunting. How beautiful the blood flows.
Smit E. Smitty. Just a Modern Guy off his album of the same title.
It's got a bit of an Iggy thing going on there.
Yeah, you got a little bit of Detroit connection coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prior to that, we heard from Daniel Ouellette and the Shobogen, "The Moon is Full of Love" off Lepidoptera, "Behind Every Wing, Someone Enjoys an Egg." And Wavelength started us off, Todd Droege's project there, the song called Ansel Adams, and the album It Thinks Itself Within Me, 4 Short Years Ago. Jason, do you have more important information for
Doorknobs.
Us?
Doorknobs.
Yeah.
Restrooms. Telephones. Keyboards. Other people.
Uh-oh.
What do these things have in common?
Germs.
They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs.
Ew.
Germs that could lead to colds and flu.
No.
Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching and or spreading colds and or flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you.
Like me.
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For your health, just like Dr. Steve Brule.
For your health.
It's for your health, you dummy. For more avoiding the flu, on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org. And clicked Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. For your health.
For your health, Jim.
I'm Dr. Steve. For your health.
For your health. Well, thank you very much.
You got leaves in your driveway?
No.
Just hose it off, you dummy.
Okay.
For your health.
Thanks. Is he the same guy that enjoys weird wine?
Yeah, he's for your wine. That guy. Yeah.
Is it fruit wine?
It tastes like fruit. Yeah, he does like this thing with fruit. It's if you guys are listening, it's a reference from Tim and Eric's awesome show, Great Job. And those guys, Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim, are not local, but they're awesome.
No. They are artistes, however.
They're from Pennsylvania. That's close.
They're from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they're from the Philadelphia metro area.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't think of that as Pennsylvania. You say Pennsylvania, and I think of, like, Amish country.
Wait, what?
What?
That's not Philadelphia. Philadelphia is not Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't
just
think
came out
when
of
you say Pennsylvania, I don't think of... It's like saying...
All right, they're from Transylvania.
That's amazing.
Transylvania 65,000.
Well, they must be certainly giving people the flu.
When I saw Doorknobs, the first thing I thought of when I was reading this was the fart game. Where you call out, if you fart, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you have to say doorknob or else you get punched in the arm.
I'm unfamiliar with this game.
Well, now you know.
I guess so.
See, it's a PSA twofer.
It's a twofer. I was thinking of the song. Da 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 da.
Doorknobs and restrooms and telephones and keyboards.
No. Okay.
It happened. You opened up this microphone to me.
I did. I made it available to you.
And you took a risk.
Apparently.
You took a risk on an old pro.
Why do I feel like this is another PSA that's happening?
Are you an old pro? Who are you going to call when your windshield's busted? Can't say it.
No.
But just, you guys know the answer to that.
Maybe. Maybe they don't. If you don't know...
Then you aren't from Massachusetts.
That is likely. You know who is from Massachusetts?
Who?
Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band.
Let's have it.
All right, this right here. Sad songs make me happy.
It's on The Town with Mikey D, by the way.
Boom, boom.